91X News.
It's 19 degrees and mainly sunny at 1 o'clock from the QNET Newsroom. Good afternoon, I'm Lindsay Cook. A local couple is getting ready to show their movie at the Quinty Horror Expo. Courtney Bell has the story.
My name is Mercy Noble.
With the Quinty Horror Expo coming up, Jody and her husband, Victor Cooper, are eager to show Mercy to the Belleville area.
Horror's a lot of fun. A lot of fun to make. I mean, how better can you spend an afternoon than covering someone in corn syrup and red food dyes?
Directed by Victor and written by Jody and Victor, the couple started production on Mercy about 2 years ago.
Decided to make a short horror called Mercy, which we shot and finished really quick locally here in Belleville.
Horror movies have always been an interest of hers.
I've been in horror since I was a kid. I love all that stuff. I mean, Freddy was probably my biggest influence growing up. But Jason, Halloween's, it was just always good fun. It usually meant a sleepover with friends, a couple of good horror movies.
The couple managed to create the film on a low production budget thanks to their friends at Vantage Point Media House.
The shooting budget was probably about $800. But yeah, volunteers cost a lot in food. but we are super lucky. Like, Vantage Point supports our independent passion projects, and so they're fully credited at the end of the film.
Filmmaking has always been a passion for the couple.
It's always been something that we've done on the side, but I think Mercy was probably the first project that we were like, okay, this is something that we want to now submit and see go further.
Mercy will be showcased at the upcoming Quinty Horror Expo on Sunday, October 16th. Courtney Bell, QNET News, Belleville.
That's QNET News on 91X to 103. In big sports news, the Toronto Blue Jays will be facing off against the Texas Rangers today at 4:30. The team was able to move on to the American League Division Series after winning their Tuesday night wildcard game 5-2 against the Baltimore Orioles in extra innings. On campus, the Loyalist Lancers women's soccer team tied 2-2 against the Fleming Knights Wednesday night. The Loyalist Lancers men's rugby team will also be facing off against Fleming this week. They will play tomorrow night at 8 on the Loyalist College field. The Loyalist Lancers women's rugby team has announced that they will no longer be playing this year. Jim Buck is the athletic director at Loyalist and says he withdrew the team due to the number of injuries and the minimal players the team had. Outside of the college, the Trenton Golden Hawks will be facing off against the Kingston Voyageurs at 7:30 p.m. this Friday in the Duncan McDonald Memorial Gardens Arena. Send us your team or league scores and email us at qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. It's going to be mainly sunny today with a high of 22, and tonight will be a low of 9 degrees. At 104, it's 19 degrees. QNET News on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Lindsay Cook, News on 91X, next at 3.